Article 5 under NATO means that an attack against one NATO country is an attack against all of them. It means that any country which is attacked by Russia or, you know, the Soviets as it was originally envisioned, that that country can invoke Article 5 and say, oh, we're under attack, and that would compel all other NATO nations to then go to war against the aggressor, or Russia in that case. That's what Article 5 means. Well, Germany was just attacked. Germany was attacked with a demolition of the Nord Stream pipelines that destroyed a significant source of energy driving Germany's economy and industry. So Germany was hit with a massive bombing attack, which is an act of war against the nation of Germany. Now, that act of war, we now know, thanks to journalist Seymour Hersh, was carried out by the United States and Norway, both NATO members. So in other words, Germany, a NATO member, has been attacked by two other NATO members. The act of war was among allies. And it makes you wonder now, will Germany invoke Article 5 and demand that all of NATO rise up and attack the United States and Norway? Because those are the two culprits that carried out this highly illegal, vicious, devastating attack against the German people and the German economy and German industry. Will Germany invoke Article 5? And the answer, of course, is no, they won't. They won't. They will let America destroy Germany and harm tens of millions of German people and decimate Germany's economy. They will let that happen because Germany is run by woke Nazi fascists. And Germany is far more interested in shutting down all fossil fuels, shutting down its own energy, and promoting transgenderism and grooming and LGBT agendas than actually doing anything useful for the German people. Because, again, it's a bunch of woke Nazi fascists who run Germany. But no doubt many people in Germany are realizing that their own friend, you know, supposed to be a friend in America, that the USA, which was supposed to be a friend and protector, is now attacking Germany. And by the way, the USA initially blamed it on Russia, of course, you know, an attempted false flag operation. Think about it. A major demolition attack on infrastructure devastating the German economy and industry by a friendly country, an ally, a NATO ally, in cahoots with Norway, another NATO, quote, ally. Germany must right now be realizing, holy crap, if these friends are willing to do this to us, what else might they be willing to do? Could the United States detonate a nuclear weapon in Berlin to try to blame Russia? Of course they could. Of course, there are no morals. There are no boundaries, no ethics that determine the actions of the current regime leadership of the United States. The people in charge of this, Jake Sullivan, Anthony Blinken, Victoria Nuland, and Joe Biden and his handlers, you know, Barack Obama, and so on, these are the most evil, malicious war criminals that we've seen since, George Bush Sr. These are evil war criminals. And they will do anything, absolutely anything. They will mass murder millions of Germans if it gives them an edge, if they can blame it on Russia. They'll do it. Frankly, they'll mass murder millions of Americans. They will nuke an American city if that's what it takes to blame Russia. In fact, as you may recall, that was exactly the plan when Hillary Clinton was supposed to become president after the 2016 election. Sometime in 2017, there was supposed to be a nuclear terrorism event that took out a major U.S. city to be blamed on Russia. And in fact, the deep state already had Russian nuclear material ready to go so that the isotopes that appeared after the detonation would be a fingerprint of Russia. And then the United States could declare war on Russia, you see. Oh, and by the way, something else you need to know. The U.S. approved, that is Biden and Nuland and others, they approved this illegal terrorist attack on the Nord Stream pipeline in 2021, before Russia invaded Ukraine. Remember, Russia invaded Ukraine late February 2022, but in the fall of 21, this plan was already approved. They were going to cut off Germany from Russia's gas supply in order to try to economically devastate Russia, but also to harm NATO allies like Germany and make them more dependent on U.S. energy. I mean, this, you talk about immoral, vicious, malicious, criminal conduct. This takes the cake right here. This is the kind of behavior that the U.S. exhibited in this act of terrorism against Germany is unconscionable. It is one of the most evil acts that has ever been perpetrated on the geopolitical stage. And no wonder the U.S. media refuses to cover this. No wonder the White House is trying to, you know, cover it up and claim that Seymour Hersh is lying and that he just wrote up a complete work of fiction. I don't think so. I think Seymour Hersh nailed it. And I think his life is in danger, by the way. I think they will probably try to threaten him and get him to retract the story. That's my guess. And Seymour Hersh will probably refuse to do that because he's 85 years old. He's an accomplished Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. You know, he's done his best work of his life. You know, he may not live much longer anyway. Again, 85, that's quite an accomplishment. And this man is quite an accomplished independent journalist. I don't think he's going to be threatened into retracting this article. But we'll see. We'll see. In the meantime, more and more people are realizing that this is all true, that Nord Stream was blown up by the United States, and that means that the U.S. is willing to do almost anything. Now, Russia, in response to this, has called for the naming and the punishment of those responsible for this attack. So Russia is saying essentially what Scott Ritter is saying, that Victoria Nuland and Joe Biden and Sullivan and Blinken and others should be criminally indicted, perhaps by the DOJ, or perhaps by the DOD, I don't know, military tribunals. This is an act of war that was carried out against Russia, an act of war that was unconstitutional, illegal, bypassed Congress, you know, broke U.S. law. So yeah, these people should be arrested and prosecuted. But even more importantly, Russia is now upgrading its military doctrine retaliation posture. And Russia is right now in the process of pushing through all the paperwork and rules necessary to say that because of this Nord Stream act of terrorism against both Germany and Russia, because the pipeline was owned by Gazprom, which provided a lot of gas revenue to the Russian government, by the way. And so because of this provocation, Russia is giving itself the new power to carry out a preventative first strike nuclear attack on the United States of America and NATO. So previously, and by the way, your spidey sense should be going haywire at this point, once you realize that all this is true. But previous to this, the Russian doctrine was more along the lines of, oh, we won't use nuclear weapons unless we are nuked first, or unless we are facing an existential crisis, as in NATO has defeated all our forces and we're about to lose the war, then we would launch nukes. That was the previous position of Russia. Now the position is being upgraded, again, thanks to Victoria Nuland. Psycho woman, Russia hater, genocidal, racist, lunatic. Russia's new position is, Russia has decided that they have the right to nuke military bases and to nuke U.S. cities and to nuke NATO countries to prevent further attacks against Russia and, I suppose, against critical infrastructure. So thank you, insane, lunatic Biden regime people, for now putting us in a position where Russia has decided that they're going to have to nuke American cities just to stop the insanity of the Biden administration members. Yeah, thanks for that little gift right there. So now, if we are not at like 10 seconds to midnight on the, you know, the nuclear war clock, isn't that the Union of Concerned Scientists that do that? I think we should be at 10 seconds to midnight. at this point. We are right on the verge of a nuclear attack happening against U.S. cities or U.S. military bases, certainly European military bases. We're on the verge of that happening any day now, any day. That is exactly what the U.S. State Department and Joe Biden just put us into. The most dangerous risk of nuclear war since the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I would say this is far worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis right now. So we had better pray to God that cooler heads prevail. And frankly, right now, as Scott Ritter says, Victoria Nuland should be arrested and marched out of there, you know, just to save America from being nuked into annihilation. You got to arrest these people right now, Sullivan, Blinken, Nuland, and frankly, Joe Biden as well. Does anybody at the Department of Defense realize what's going on? That, you know, probably one of the Russian nuclear targets would be the Pentagon and U.S. military bases and naval bases and, you know, military bases in Europe and civilian cities. Is anybody awake to what's happening? How we're being marched into global thermonuclear war by a bunch of crazed, insane, arrogant, incompetent lunatics who now typify the Biden regime. This is where we are. And this is, again, the most dangerous situation that we have faced in our lifetimes, again, since the Cuban Missile Crisis. So, folks, we are at red alert. I mean, we should be at DEFCON 1 right now. We better be at DEFCON 1. Maybe we are, and it's just a secret, you know? I mean, technically, it's always supposed to be a secret. So maybe we're at DEFCON 1 and none of us know. But this situation is dire. It's so dire that even myself, as a prepper, I'm online buying more Faraday bags and getting ready for nuclear strikes and EMP strikes. And I'm bagging up all my electronics that I want to survive this nuclear war to make sure that, you know, I still have electronics. I can still communicate. I still have like thermal vision and satellite phones and things like that that work after this devastating nuclear strike that seems increasingly likely. Every single day, we are getting closer and closer to annihilation, and we're being marched into it by these lunatics whose names I already mentioned. So we had better pray for some kind of intervention here to stop this nuclear war, or we will be finished. We will all be annihilated, or many of us will be annihilated. So pray for America and pray for peace, everybody. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And you can also check out more of my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. Take care.